something back?
I'm not sure the transit time is instantaneous, said Potter.
What, you've got to allow for zooming through the occult dimensions, time?
Something like that. According to Hex, we might have to wait several...
Something appeared in the octagon with a pop, exactly where Rincewind had been, and rolled a few inches. It did, at least, have four small wheels, such as might carry a cart. But these weren't workmanlike wheels. These were mere discs, such as maybe put on something heavy for those rare occasions it needs to be moved. Above the wheels, things became rather more interesting. There was a large round cylinder, like a barrel on its side. A considerable amount of effort had been put into its construction. Large amounts of brass had gone into making it look like a very large fat dog with its mouth open. A minor feature was a length of string which was smoking and hissing because it was on fire. It didn't do anything dangerous. It just sat there while the smouldering string slowly got shorter. The wizards gathered around.
Looks pretty heavy,
said the lecturer in recent rooms.
A statue of a dog with a big mouth, said the chair of indefinite studies.
That's rather dull.
Bit of a lapdog too, said the Attorney.
Lot of work gone into it, said the Dean. Can't imagine why anyone would want to set fire to it.
Ridcliffe poked his head into the wide tube.
Some kind of big round ball in here, he said, his voice echoing a little. Someone pass me a starve or something, I'll see if I can wiggle it out.
Ponder was staring at the fizzing string.
I think we should all just step away from it, Arch-Chancellor. We should all just step back, yeah, step back a little way.
Yes, really? So much for research, said Ridcliffe. You don't mind messing around with cogwheels and ants, but when it comes to really trying to find out how things work and...
Getting your hands dirty,
said the lecturer in recent rooms.
Yes, getting your hands dirty, you come over all shy.
It's not that, Arch-Chancellor, said Ponder, but I believe it may be dangerous.
I think I'm working it loose,
said Ridcliffe, poking in the depths of the tube.
Come on, you fellows, tip the thing up a bit.
Ponder took a few more steps back.
Oh, I really don't think...
Don't think, eh? Call yourself a wizard and you don't think? Blah! I've got my staff wedged now. That's what comes of listening to you, and I should have been paying attention, Mr. Simmons.
Ponder heard a scuffling behind him. The librarian, with an animal's instinct for danger and a human's instinct for trouble, had upturned the table and was peering over the top of it with a small cauldron on his head, the handle under one of his chins like a strap.
Arch-Chancellor, I really do think...
Oh, you think now, do you? Did anyone tell you it's your job to think? Ow! Got my fingers now, thanks to you.
It needed all Ponder's courage to say,
I think it might be perhaps some kind of fireworks, sir.
The wizards turned their attention to the fizzing string.
What? Coloured lights, stars, that sort of thing?
Said Ridcliffe.
Possibly, sir.
Must be planning a hell of a display. Apparently they're very keen on firecrackers over in the Empire.
Ridcliffe spoke in the tone of a man over whom the thought is slowly stealing that he just might have done something very silly.
Would you like me to extinguish the string, sir?
Said Ponder.
Yes, dear boy, why not? Good idea. Good thinking, that man.
Ponder stepped forward and pinched the string.
I do hope we haven't ruined something, he said.